You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Here is Amy Adams.
Look, I'm running for the same reasons I decided to go into Parliament back in 2008, which is, you know, that I love this country and I really want my kids to be proud to kind of want to have their life here and not think that opportunity lies somewhere else. I think we've got the most incredible natural environment anywhere in the world, and I want to see that protected, and I want New Zealanders to have every single opportunity to get ahead. I think we've got an amazingly talented caucus in National, but I think I have the skill set that can really harness all of that energy and skill and creativity and lead us into 2020.
Do you see yourself as a front runner in the race?
Oh, look, it's really early days in a robust and an interesting contest. I think there are a number of good contenders. All of my colleagues that are running, I have tremendous respect for. They're all very talented politicians. But look, I'm standing to win. I'm not going into this as some sort of positioning for the future move. I'm genuine when I say that I think I'm the best person to lead, and I think I can lead us well, and I want to win. But of course, if caucus decides that another leader is what's right for the party, then they'll have my full support as well.
You've got to be in to win.
Well, that's right. It's really easy sometimes to not get in the race. But what do they say? You lose 100% of the races you don't enter.
Exactly. Do you feel that it's time that National has another female leader, considering Labor currently does and National hasn't had one for almost 20 years?
Look, I think in National we choose on merit, and we're lucky that we have an incredibly strong range of women MPs as we do male MPs. I'm certainly standing on what I offer as a person. Look, I think being a woman is certainly not a disadvantage. I think it gives us a point of distinction from, you know, our last couple of leaders, and that's not a bad thing when we're looking to refresh and renew and go into 2020 with some new vision and a bit of evolved positioning on a few things. But at the same time, what really matters is not the comparison with Jacinda Ardern, but actually how the voters respond to us. And our message to New Zealand is going to be around what we would offer as a government if we were elected in 2020. And that's going to be about us talking about our vision for New Zealand, not focusing too much on what Labor want to do.
What is your opinion on National's leadership selection process? Do you think that leaving it up to only the MPs is fully representative of the party?
I'm a strong supporter of the process we have. I can understand that people might think that it should be wider. My absolute experience is that governments and oppositions can only function when there is unity and cohesion in the team, and you've got a team that is fully backing their leader. To have a situation where a party had a leader that didn't have the backing of the caucus, and we saw that with David Cunliffe and Labor, is disastrous. At the end of the day, you've got to have a leader that the team in Parliament are 100% behind, and that can only happen if you go through a process where the caucus gets to choose the person that they are fully behind. Each of us as individuals talk to and connect with and are responsible to our own electorates, and we bring all of that with us to Parliament. But to have a leader leading a team who didn't choose him, I think would be a recipe for disaster. And if the party can't get on and sort itself out, then they certainly can't do good things for New Zealand.
And just finally, so no matter who wins, what do you think National's chances are of winning the 2020 election?
I think we've got a very strong chance. We go into every election campaign looking to earn the right to govern New Zealand. We're the biggest party in Parliament. We got an incredibly good show of support in the last election. Now, MP being what it is, that doesn't mean we're government. And we want to go out and earn the support of even more New Zealanders. But we absolutely believe that we can win.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.